I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here's something that took over my Twitter feed this past weekend. You probably saw it, too. It was about the Trump administration separating children from their parents at the U.S. border and then losing track of nearly 1,500 of them. As it turns out, those claims making waves under hashtags like "Where are the children?" and "Missing children?" they're not entirely true.
There was a little confusion and a little conflation of issues here.
Jennifer Podgill is director of policy at KIND, that's Kids in Need of Defense, which works with immigrant and refugee children.
So what is true is that this administration has put in place a policy that is systematically separating children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border when they're asking for asylum or some sort of humanitarian protection. Once these children are separated, they are rendered, the legal term is unaccompanied, and they then become the responsibility of Health and Human Services. The comment and the news all about children going missing actually came from a comment that a Health and Human Services representative had made during a Senate hearing a few weeks ago. He was specifically asked if HHS was staying in communication with children once they went to go live with an adult in the United States while they were going through their immigration court process. His answer to that question was, in a certain time period, when they did one follow-up phone call, which is about 30 days after a child is released from custody, there were almost 1,500 people who didn't pick up the phone during that one phone call.
So to say that these kids are missing, that's incorrect.
Exactly, exactly.
And the separation of parents and children at the border, is this a new policy? Did it happen under previous administrations?
So what the policy is, the Attorney General has said he will prosecute 100% of people apprehended at the southern border, even if they're an asylum seeker, so even if they're asking for protection, and even if they're a parent, even if they're traveling with a young child or a baby. So what happens is when that parent is going to be prosecuted, when they're criminally charged, they are sent over to U.S. Marshals. At that moment, the child can't go with them to adult U.S. Marshals custody. The government is required to send those children over to the detention facilities run by Health and Human Services. We have never seen a blanket prosecution policy intended to separate families, intended to deter future migrants from coming here and asking for protection.
Isn't it legal to ask for asylum, though?
It is absolutely legal to ask for asylum. In fact, the UN convention that talks about refugees and asking for asylum makes it very clear that governments should not be prosecuting asylum seekers. It should not be prosecuting people who are entering without paperwork. So what the United States is doing is contrary to international law.
Well, let's hear what Attorney General Jeff Sessions had to say about this new zero-tolerance policy. This was earlier this month.
If you're smuggling a child, then we're going to prosecute you. And that child will be separated from you, probably, as required by law. If you don't want your child to be separated, then don't bring them across the border illegally. It's not our fault that somebody does that.
Jennifer, how's the Trump administration justifying this policy?
I think what they're trying to do is criminalize asylum seekers and blame parents. It's atrocious what they're doing, because I think what you need to really understand is these parents are making an impossible decision. They're risking their own lives to save their children and bring their children to a place of safety. Deterrence is not going to work in a refugee context like this right now. So I think it is a failed attempt. It was an attempt that the previous administration had also tried. There was a lot of work trying to, what they called, stem the tide of Central American refugees asking for protection in the United States. I think the solution is going to be what we can do to help make sure these communities and countries are safer so that kids and families can stay there. That's going to be the ultimate solution. I think this policy of deterrence is absolutely going to fail, and it's a very expensive way of really doubling down on a policy that's already proven to be failure.
Are you saying this policy will not deter families from trying to enter the U.S. seeking asylum?
Correct. I think the fear that people are fleeing at home is so much greater than any sort of threat the United States is doing right now, that you're not going to be able to stop people from coming here and asking for protections, nor should we. It's our responsibility. And we agreed, you know, many years ago with the other countries of the world when we signed the Refugee Convention, we've established our own robust asylum system here in the United States to adjudicate these kinds of cases. We have specially trained people and we have a good, robust system to hear these cases out and make determinations about who needs protection here. And we need to let them work.
Are you expecting legal pushbacks like the kind of ones we've seen with the travel ban?
The American Civil Liberties Union has already filed a suit on family separations at the border. So that's currently pending in federal court right now. So we'll see what the results of this are. But I do think that in the matter of in the public court, I think Americans are really starting to speak up and say they do not stand for this. They do not want children to be ripped from their parents' arms in the name of America.
So just to be clear, because I know this is a zero-tolerance policy and that's new, but I've read the separation of children from parents also happened under Obama. Is that true?
So what we had seen before was sporadic and oftentimes unintentional separations. There were definitely problems, and we had started to engage with the government and brainstorm ways that they could improve this and to ensure that if a family inadvertently got separated, they would be able to communicate with each other, find each other again, and consolidate their legal cases if they wanted to. But that is very different from what we're seeing now. This is an intentional blanket policy. In just a two-week period, the director of Border Patrol said they have separated over 600 families just in a two-week period.
Wow.
While they got this process going. So this is very different from anything that this country has ever seen before.
Jennifer Podkul, Director of Policy at Kids in Need of Defense, or KIND, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.